You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Rebecca.
Welcome back to TV Tangents.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here. Today I have a news story that I heard this week that I want to share with all of our listeners because it's TV related in kind of a roundabout way. On July 31st, there was a news story about a man, Francisco Rios of Hartford, Connecticut, who won a lottery by playing numbers that he got off of an old TV show.
No way.
An old 1958 Western called Bronco, which I'd never heard of.
Huh.
It's an old black and white Western, and it's pretty, you know, I watched a little bit of it. It's pretty standard Western. It's
really cliche. Cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And he played the Connecticut Lottery's draw game, Cash 5, by using numbers that he got off of an episode of this show, Bronco. And he apparently had been playing these same numbers for like a year and a half.
What's the premise of the numbers on the show?
So Bronco's a Western. Bronco's the name of the main guy.
Yeah.
And there was an episode that this guy was watching about a guy who was buried in a glacier for 22 years, 2 months, 18 days, 12 hours, and 28 minutes. And so he said, okay, 22, 2, 18, 12, and 28, that's five numbers, and that's what I'm going to play. So he played it for a couple years, and you know, when I play the lottery, I play like maybe every couple months.
Yeah,
just like random pick. Or I'll just be like, oh, today I'll pick these numbers. But they say that consistency is where it's at. And you got to keep playing the same ones. And then your numbers come in. And he won $100,000.
Wow.
And he said he's going to buy himself a new car.
Yeah.
And help out, you know, some family.
Nice.
And put the rest away. Huh. Super smart.
That is smart. But I like that. I always do quick picks. So, yeah, I never think.
Yeah.
Because like, I run in on instinct and I'm like, oh, yeah, give me a ticket. And I just get one. And then, yeah, I know a lot of people who play the same numbers and they think the same thing. They're going to come in at some point.
Right. But then I feel like, I mean, either the numbers come in or they don't. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you play consistently, something can happen.
That's true.
But I want to know, I didn't watch this episode of the show, so I don't know how a person is in a glacier for 22 years. Yeah. Was he still alive?
I
don't
understand.
And who was counting and how did they know the hours? And
then how did he just get out? Did it melt?
Yeah, I don't know. And where was the glacier? Was it like a glacier in like Wyoming or was it a glacier in like
Antarctica?
Alaska? I don't know. I didn't look into the particulars of the show, but that's pretty cool and awesome for that guy.
Yeah,
and
that is awesome.
If I won the lottery, I think, you know, if I won $100,000, it'd probably be the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might not get a car, though.
A smaller amount, yeah. I would try to get everything that I really needed. I wouldn't need a car right away because I have a running car that works for me. So
that's what I was thinking about. I was like, you know, my car runs and it's scratched up.
Yeah.
But I don't have to worry about people door dinging me because I don't care.
Because I don't care.
It runs. Yeah. It has a radio that is working intermittently right now.
I'd probably put aside, though, enough money for a new car in a savings account so that when it did, time did come, I'd be ready for it.
And your car breaks down.
Yeah, so then you're all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I'm going to pay cash for this.
Yeah.
I just happen to have this right here.
I just have this cash right here. It's no big deal. NBD. My pee guard has fallen down.
Well, that's what I always think about with lotteries, though, because I always hear good stories about people doing things. And I read something on Facebook the other day where there was a guy shopping at the dollar store for school supplies and looking at the list and not knowing what he was doing. And this lady overheard him talking to the kids and like, I don't know if I'm trying to find this or not. So she's like, oh, you can get that at Walmart and it's actually better or something along those lines. And he explained that he didn't know what he was doing. His sister had passed and these were her kids and no one else would take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the military and he had no idea what he was doing. So apparently an older couple who overheard this walked over and said, will you please come with us to Walmart? We want to buy all your stuff and thank you for your service. And of course, I'm reading the story and I'm all like, oh my God.
Of course you are.
And I'm like, I would be that person if I won the lottery. I would go around and do random good deeds for people. I'm like, I would so be all just over that.
Like, let me pay your bill.
Exactly. I'd go be the person who pays off like those layaways at stores yes. and stuff at Christmas time. I'd be that person.
That angel person. Hold on. My mic is falling. It's slowly falling.
Slowly falling.
But from where?
Right here, maybe? IT.
IT, we need you. Okay, is that better?
There you go.
All right.
Is it moving still?
I have no idea. I don't think so. We'll see.
Okay.
If I get shorter,
you'll just slowly moving. Have to start
right.
slinking down and talking.
Was A Quiet Place inspired by Signs, It Comes at Night, and War for the Planet of the Apes? Was Ready Player One influenced by Avatar, Wreck-It Ralph, and The Last Starfighter? Is The Hurricane Heist more influenced by Sharknado or Geostorm? These are the kinds of questions my guest co-hosts and I discuss on my podcast, Piecing It Together. Every week, we look at a new movie and try to figure out what other movies inspired it, whether it's the story, the character development, tone, or even use of music. Every movie was influenced by something that came before, and we want to figure out what. Check out Piecing It Together on your favorite podcast app or check us out on piecingpod.com. You can also follow us on social media at piecingpod. Piecing It Together is a part of the All Points West podcast network.
So I have a present for you, Natalie.
You do?
I want to show you what it is. Here.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. TV Tangents, a retro podcast button.
It's a TV Tangents button.
Yeah, how exciting.
And so for a limited time, our patrons on patreon.com, all of our $5 and up, which is the lowest level. So basically all of our patrons yeah. get one of these TV Tangents buttons.
Love it.
And one of our stickers. And you get access to all of our special episodes that you can't get on our regular feed.
Yeah.
We have special secret episodes.
Special secret stuff we talk about that it's so good.
And those are our bonus episodes. So if you go to patreon.com/TV Tangents, you can subscribe, and for as little as $5 a month, you can get those extra bonuses, those episodes that aren't for the general public, and we might do a little bit of swearing on them.
Oh, just a little bit.
We might have had a little bit too much to drink.
That's a given.
But it's, you know, podcasting is a lot of fun, but it's not free.
It's not free.
So we do appreciate
a lot of hard work and
yeah. We appreciate our supporters and anyone who wants to help us out on Patreon. That would be awesome. But other than that, you know, go to Instagram on our Instagram page. You can see what's coming up next. We'll keep you abreast of the new shows that are coming up. And you can join us on Facebook and you can find us on Shout Engine. We have a lot of good rewards, too, on our Patreon page, so check it out, because we have a couple different tiers, and you can decide what level you want to donate each month. I have nothing else to say about that. This is a short episode, unless you have something else that you want to talk about.
Well, I was going to go on a tangent about just a recent experience for no reason whatsoever than just to go on a tangent, because people like to hear fun stuff. So I had to make a quick trip to a grocery store at work the other day because, like, last minute we were out of stuff and I manage a restaurant. So I go to the grocery store and it's in the town that's right across the river from us. So anyway, I go in there and everything's fine. I go in really quick, get all the stuff I need. I'm in line, ready to check out. So I have all my stuff. I'm facing the lady who's the checkout lady. I wasn't looking at her, and she's like, she was ringing the guy out for him to be like, done. And then she, like, I could tell out of the corner of my eye, she looked up and she's like, how's it going? And I said, fine. And the guy behind me said, fine, at the same time. So I didn't know who she was looking at because I hadn't been looking at her. Huh. So either way, I was like, oh. And then she's like, how you doing? I'm like, good. Right after this conversation, the guy behind me, ma'am. And I was like, oh, did I drop a credit card or what? Why is somebody behind me yelling at me? I turned around. Do you have children? No, I sure don't. Oh, I was going to say, because they'd be really tall. I just turned back around. I was like, I'm sorry, what now? Did you just scream to get my attention to ask a bizarre question and then say that to me? Because
did you just absolutely have to know the answer to that question?
I mean, it threw me for a loop, and I was so like, I got back to work and I'm all burned up about it. I'm like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what just happened. And I mean, I get it. Like, it happens to me every day that somebody makes a comment or stares or whatever, but I'm always like, And that would have been different if I had been like putting my stuff on the belt and he had made a random conversation to me and then been like, oh, I bet your children are really tall. Right. And I'd, oh, I actually don't have kids. And I literally would have just brushed right over. Uh-huh. He was screaming at me for no reason.
He was like, I have to know. I have to know right now.
I have to and absolutely know.
I have every right in the world to ask.
So bizarre.
That's crazy. That is an internal monologue kind of a thing that that dude needs to keep inside of his head. I bet if she has kids, they're super tall. And what does he mean? Like, what if your kids are 1 year old? Are they super tall for one-year-olds?
Exactly.
Are they tall 18-year-olds? Are they tall when they are come out of the womb? Like, what is he talking about?
And I just, and of course, as I told people the story, they're like, you should have said this. You should have said you have little people. And like, should've. On and on and on. And I'm like, you know what? He threw me so for a loop.
Yeah.
Because he, like, legit screamed at me to get my attention. And I thought for sure the way he was yelling. I dropped my cell phone. I dropped a credit card. I was like, who else would be yelling ma'am to get my attention? And then I turn around and that's what you throw at me. I was like, this is weird.
I'm going to interrupt your transaction.
Right.
So that I can know the answer to the burning question.
And I turned back around to the poor lady who then checked me out, like, because then I was like ready to go. And she was making conversation like, that was awkward. I'm going to try to get it past us all past it. I was
let's all pretend like that did not just happen.
That was really weird.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I had to go on a little tangent about that because people are weird.
Here's the deal.
And crap like that happens to me all the time.
If you are in public and you see someone, any kind of person who maybe is out of the norm for you, just keep it inside.
Keep it to yourself.
You could just, like, catalog it in your brain.
Yeah.
You don't have to catalog it with your phone.
No.
You don't have to, like, make the words come out of your mouth.
No.
Just put it in your brain.
And maybe you have a friend that you email back and forth to while you're both working. Maybe you engage that conversation.
Even if you have a podcast.
Right, or a
podcast. And you're like, hey, I saw this super tall lady. Like,
hey. Yeah.
But then I didn't say anything to that super tall lady because that's hella rude.
Exactly. And again, had you made some kind of normal conversation first, and we had a conversation or whatever, and then... Or even it started out with a compliment or something. I don't even know. But I was like, that was the most bizarre thing. And so,
a compliment like, shoo, you tall.
Shoo, you tall, girl. he was like 70, by the way. So I don't know if like that makes a difference. But
maybe he lost his internal monologue.
Yeah, you know how like, that is funny how a lot of times people that are older, we like give allowances to. I'm not really sure
That's
why.
That's true.
Sometimes you do, but either way.
We're all looking forward to that phase of our life.
Or we can just say whatever we want. and then apparently you don't have the internal.
Although I do know some 70-year-olds with all their faculties about them, so I don't even want to hear about it.
I kind of thought the same thing. I'm like, this guy's easily like the same age as my mom, and she's normal. So, like, that's weird.
That's true. Your mom doesn't just blurt stuff out.
No.
But your mom has seen a lot.
Yeah. True.
True.
And she, for her, abnormal is the fact that she's 5'2 and has daughters that are 6'5 and 6 foot. So.
Well, that's all I have to say. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.